Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
Yoga people are the meanest people on the internet. Do you know that? That is true. You want to go and look at trolls, and then they're like, I love yoga. True. I mean, I don't do yoga. I do it, but I don't do it. I'm not part of the world. But a lot of the yoga people are very, very
judgmental.
Mean.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
This is our take on entertainment and pop culture. We just had Travis make it into the Super Bowl.
I love it. Make it into the Super Bowl. I'm just uploading something on here.
I just saw something like the best merger, like business merger of all time, would be Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. The amount of money that she has made the Chiefs, she has made him. I mean, it is. I was like, I hope that she gets a percent of all this.
I don't think she needs one. I think she's doing just fine.
No, I mean, everyone's doing just fine, but I mean, she doesn't have to work for the rest of her life, but she still works.
My kids are like, do you know that her cat is worth 20 mil, like some ridiculous amount, like her cat? I'm like, okay, she has a lot of cats. Which one?
Yeah, and does that mean that she bought it for that much, or she could sell it for that much?
No, that it's net worth. Like it could go and it could be like a brand deal.
What's your net worth?
I mean, according to online, $100 million or three or broke. So don't believe everything you read on the intranet.
Okay, so do you remember it was 2021, but it feels like it was just yesterday when that really cute cyclist was murdered. I feel like you told me about it. They're really normal. They were cyclists.
That was on this podcast.
Okay, well, it happened in 2021.
Okay, yeah, but they just get, yes.
And the story, because I feel like it was just yesterday.
You have to regroup them.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell, but I'm just like, do you remember the story?
Okay.
So yesterday, I have my 48 hours that comes up because I get my 48 hours on my Dateline. It's already there. And I'm sitting watching the story. I'm like, I remember when this happened. Because a lot of stories you get on Dateline happen in like 1982.
I need to watch it. Was
guys,
it good?
Guys, you know what really is scary? Is that some killers can seem just like
normal.
You.
I know.
So basically what happens.
Less like me. And,
exactly
and
like
more
you.
Like men. No, less women are going to kill their.
Oh, yeah. But some people can be just like you.
I would say more like our husbands.
No, but in this case.
It was me. Me? Like me?
Choose,
like
I'm
you?
Just gonna point
or
at
like
you.
Me? Like both of us? Or like.
Both of us.
Okay.
No, nothing like,
not
specific
just me.
About
I'm like,
you.
Like me? No. Like do I have like an. Is there something
I need to
know?
Tell you? You are a killer, but you just don't know yet.
So I feel like I'm self-aware enough to know if I'd be a killer. Like, I feel like I would be.
But if you were a killer, you wouldn't tell me you were a killer.
No, but I feel like I would know.
You
I
might know.
I would be like, Nat, I'm a killer.
Killer, but you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah,
you wouldn't
no,
tell
I
me.
Like, no, I feel like I'd be like, heads up, I have a problem, I'm a killer. I feel like I would share that with you because killers have to tell people.
I know.
You can't keep that a secret because everyone, human nature, that's when someone made you, they made it so you wanted to tell people bad things.
And that's why so many people, if they don't tell anybody, but they get to jail, they tell their bunkie.
Yeah.
They always tell. So basically what happened was there is this lovely 25-year-old girl, like the most natural beauty.
Not the killer.
No. The Thank girl. You. We got to start. I can't tell you who's the killer yet.
You know? We know who the killer
so,
is.
So I know, but in the story, you're supposed to, you know, because this will, people will watch this 10 years from now and they won't know the story.
Okay.
So she, from a lovely family. She's a natural beauty. Like the kind of girl that is so pretty and healthy.
Like Betty from Betty and Veronica, if you watched that cartoon or read that cartoon.
Yeah.
The girl next door. Not
Betty reminds me of Taylor Swift.
Not sexy.
Yeah.
But like, oh my God, what you're like, that girl can babysit my cat and my kitten and my children.
And I'll leave her with all my money. I know she won't touch
it. Oh yeah, and she'll take care of elders.
All the elders.
Okay.
But she's very busy cycling. She's graduated from Dartmouth, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's just a vision of beauty, and she's really coming up in the cycling world. And she really in this community of cycling, she also has more of just cycling. She has a mission to make it a more inclusive sport, and yada yada.
For who?
Everybody for cycling. She thinks the sport is amazing and get more people involved.
Fine, I hate cycling.
Oh God,
but
me
I'm
too.
Glad she likes.
That
it
for, was great like, for. I well, mean, she doesn't anymore because she's dead. So
terrible. That is.
Okay, so then she meets
laughing.
This guy who's really normal too, and he's really into cycling.
And he's older.
He's a bit older, yeah.
Yeah,
because she's
older.
Only 25, and he's like just like her, like really athletic, like nice, like really fresh, nice looking, whatever.
Fresh. I like that. You know, they're outdoors a lot. They're cycling.
Yeah,
they
they're
drink
friends.
Water.
They have a brief romantic week. You know how that is sometimes when you just like fall into each other for a week.
Oh yeah, because they're cycling and no one else is around. All you do is wake up and cycle and you get me and I get you and we are in love.
And then you're like, okay, maybe not. Yeah, he was on a break with his girlfriend at the time. Girlfriend, really normal, beautiful.
Not like taking care of elders though.
I don't, yoga. So maybe.
No, yoga people are the meanest people on the internet. Do you know that? That is true. You want to go and look at trolls and then they're like, I love yoga. True. I mean, I don't do yoga. I do it, but I don't do it. I'm not part of the world. But a lot of the yoga people are very, very
judgmental.
Mean.
Yeah.
And if you look at their, like, I mean, on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like yoga instructor. And then you're like, you just wrote terrible, nasty things.
Okay. So maybe the yoga instructor should have been a red flag. So she's been with this guy for years, but they had a break. Like he wasn't cheating on her. And it's a very casual relationship between the beauty and the guy. But there are a couple of, they did go out on just for a lunch and they said it was just, he said it was just for friends. And she was 25 and she just was like, she sent a couple texts just like, I just want to know.
And like she's alone in the cycling world and wants to include everybody. So normal that she's like, I want to know what?
I want to know like if this is a thing or kind of like if you're, how you have a girlfriend, like just like any young girl would probably want to know.
Natalie,
not in a pushy way.
It's a red flag right there for him that she even had to ask that. So that means he was giving her more than he actually was saying. So he was a red flag and she should have walked right then and there.
Right.
Not
she,
that
she barely even knew him that long either. You know, like this, she was a poppy seed in his life.
Yeah, but small world.
Small world. So other beautiful girlfriend, Yogi, the main one.
By the way, they don't even live in the same city. They're not even in the same. They have to travel to each other. Like, it's not even, they don't even live in the same.
Who?
The the beautiful Betty, young girl, and the instructor.
Oh.
Like, they're not even, like, it's like someone who lives in California and here. And she has to travel for a race to go see him again the second time.
Oh, I did not hear that part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's, so, anyways, the girlfriend is really, really jealous.
Uh-huh.
And she has access to all of his, like, his passwords to his everything. So,
but they're living together, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, they're on a break, but they're living together. Tricky.
Yeah, I don't. Were they living together? They said they were surprised that her car was at his house.
Oh,
they didn't know why her car was there. Like, whose car is this? And they had to see it was registered to. And 48 hours, you only get 1 hour, and you got commercials, right? So they have to skip over the details. And he had to put other people in his phone as other names, like aliases. Wow, this girlfriend knew how to figure out everything.
Red flag. If you have aliases, why do you have aliases?
I know, because he's scared of this lady. Why wouldn't he break up with her? Listen, we didn't get too into him. Okay. The focus was more on the killer. This girl, who's just like you and me, okay? She goes and she shoots and murders her multiple times. And then when she's down on the ground, she shoots again in her heart and kills her.
And him.
No, he's not dead.
Oh.
She just goes to her house, just kills her, and then leaves. And then the friend comes in and finds her friend's dead body. She's like, what the hell is happening here? Anyways, long story. They figure out that because
she's visiting a friend, and they're supposed to meet for lunch, the boyfriend and the girl.
I did not have that, and that was not part of the story.
So when I read it, they were like, that's how she found out where the girl was staying. So the girl was going to come in and stay with her friend because there was something.
They did go for lunch the day before.
Because there was supposed to be a race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're doing a race. She's like, I'm here for a race. Let's go for lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm staying with my friend.
And they just went for lunch, and we have video footage of them.
So I guess they went for lunch, and the girl saw them go for the ex-girlfriend break.
She saw when the bicycler texted the address of where she would be staying. So she had the address.
There you go. So she was just, poor girl, was there for a race visiting.
Poor girl. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even really know this guy. She doesn't even
doesn't
care
he
about
go
him.
To his house right after?
She does. That girl takes the car.
Yeah.
And they follow the car. And they're like, why is this car? So anyways, that's not even the juiciest part of the story. What it is this girl, who's just like you and me, comes in and gets interviewed. And she goes, I want to leave. And they can't arrest her. Because the warrant, they have the wrong birthday in there. So it's like a glitch in the system. So she was allowed to leave. So she takes off. She goes to her sister's house, drives to her sister's house in New York.
Who looks like her.
Yeah, they do look enough alike. The sister looks so normal, so beautiful.
Yep.
So they're just cute little preppy girls, right? She steals her sister's passport.
Yep.
And takes off to Costa Rica. And then even further into a small private island. And she's living there as a yoga instructor.
Yep.
She got plastic surgery to change her face.
You don't remember I told you this.
I was 2021.
No, we talked about this like this year.
I don't.
Because I read it on the plane.
I know. I didn't know you told me about it. That's why when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I already have 48 hours on it.
Went to Costa Rica. And then someone busted her.
No, the cops were on a manhunt. And they couldn't find her, and nobody could really say that was her. And then they put up a fucking Craigslist ad for a yoga instructor, and she responded, and they went to her hostel, and there she was. Because even the cop was like, when I looked at her, it was her, but it wasn't really her. But when I looked into those eyes, I saw. Then they arrest her, bring her back, and she tries, they have her on camera trying to run away again. Who is this person? I need to know. I was watching with my daughter. I need to know. Who are her parents? Because in the courtroom was everybody. Yeah. Who are her parents? How'd she get like this? How did she become so good at it? Like, to be able to not use a bank account, get a new cell phone, to figure out how to survive with no trail. I just don't understand how somebody who just like in a mad rage goes and kills someone and then is able to leave her everything forever. She's never even going to see that guy again.
Let's take a quick break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Was it first degree, second degree? What murder did you get?
All of it. 90 years. 90 years gone.
So she planned it. It was premeditated.
She went there with the gun.
So she'd been thinking about it for a while.
I think it kind of, I mean, I think she didn't like her before, but then I guess when she came into town and she saw that they knew that they'd been out.
Is any guy worth that?
What did you say?
Is any guy worth that?
And you know, the crazy thing is, in the end, it didn't even seem, because she was able to just walk away and start a new life. It didn't even seem like it was about him. Like, I mean, they didn't get too in the story of her love for him and how, and we didn't get to hear from him. Nothing.
The only thing is that if you're to do a deep dive into their lives, mm-hmm. which when you begin to go interview people from high school
that's the shit I like.
They're usually something off. Mm-hmm. They've usually stalked other people. Mm-hmm. They've usually hurt an animal. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very rarely picture of, someone is always,
it's
like,
not really like us.
Someone's like,
Mm-hmm.
There was, I didn't really something. Like that guy.
Yeah.
Like, or I didn't like that. Like, there was always like,
yeah.
She was really possessive, or like, yeah. I mean, big jump from possessive to murderer. But I do believe that you can see red flags before you get to a place where it goes from that to that.
That's why I want to see, I want a Dateline.
You want a behind the scenes.
I want to see her growing up. I love when, because in Dateline, we go, they tell you something that happened. They go, but let's start back from the beginning. So-and-so was born in 1942. And then you're like, yes, it all makes sense now. But just to take it, she looks like us. And now she's a murderer on the run.
So do you know what the 48 Hours was called? So everyone can go watch it.
It would be finding,
bicycle, 48 hours cyclist.
Yeah,
murderer.
And the girl that was dead, her name is Mariah, Moriah. Mariah was the name of, and what a life lost. That's so sad.
Murderer.
Who killed Mariah? Who killed Mariah, there'll probably be another one on it too, because sometimes I get a 48 hours and then I get a Dateline and then I get a more detailed story, like the Murdoch mysteries. Like, we have it on 48 hours, Dateline, Netflix.
How was Caitlin Armstrong caught? The hunt for Caitlin Armstrong. That is the 48 hours. You know, it's really juicy because a lot of you are like, what are you watching? What are you reading? And I think we touched upon American Nightmare. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah. I think, I don't know.
I can look it up. Because I mean, Mark's like, do you want to watch? It was like 10 o'clock last time. I'm like, not really.
Right.
Like, I don't really want to watch it before I go right to bed.
It's not scary. No, it's more interesting. It's more like a mind fuck. Like, what? How the hell did this happen? It is trending on Netflix, guys. American Nightmare, if you have not seen it.
I'm like, but, okay. Tell me, though.
Tell me something good.
Do we believe that that it is like that they fucked up that bad?
Who?
The cops.
Yeah.
That's
we do.
Very scary.
I know.
And why? How can I don't know. I don't know. So tell them we haven't done a podcast about it. So tell them quickly.
Just basically it's a story of how these people got broken into, tied up.
Young people. Young couple.
Broken into, tied up, drugged.
Kidnapped.
And then one of them was kidnapped.
The girl, the girlfriend.
His girlfriend was kidnapped. And the first person that calls the police is the boyfriend. He goes, we were tied up, drugged, and my girlfriend was kidnapped. And they go, when? And he goes, in the middle of the night. And now it's like 11 o'clock the next day. And they're like, what have you been doing? And he goes, well, he made me drink something and I've been asleep since then. So they're like, okay, buddy.
Do they do blood work? Do they do any of
everything,
it?
Everything.
And it all came back.
Yeah, I think everything was pretty, like there wasn't any fuck ups there. And then the next episode is her telling her story, which in the beginning, you don't even know if she's still alive until you get to her because they never show her. You have no idea what's going on with them. Then you have her story. And her story is the most fucked up, crazy thing you've ever heard. It's so random. It's like, but everything that she says matches up to what her boyfriend said. So then the movie Gone Girl had come out like around then. I guess it's with Ben Affleck, and it's the story of a girl who gets kidnapped. She fakes a kidnap in order to, I think, get her husband murdered. So they're basically saying she is reenacting this movie, and she is a total farce because she gets delivered back home in one piece, like on her own, looks like no harm, nothing. So like she is a hoax, and they put out all the papers that she did a hoax. Basically, she wanted to reenact this movie, and you wasted all of our police's time and money.
What were her parents like?
Scared. I don't think they thought that she would come back.
But 2 days later, she comes back.
Only 2 days later.
And walks through the front door. How did she get dropped off?
He drops her off, and then he doesn't let her turn around. And then...
Is there like a car, camera, ring footage? Like,
we watch her walk home. But he knows he doesn't have it where like he drops him off, like you can't see that part of the car. And then he lets her turn around. And when she turns around, she looks, and it's like the most familiar intersection. It's not where she lives, but it's outside, right where she grew up, outside of her parents' home.
How did he know where she lived?
He's a very smart man, Catherine.
Do we have information on him yet?
Okay, well, first of all, we know everything, but we need a story of his life because he was very smart, went to something like Stanford, like really smart guy, all this stuff.
So basically, it actually did happen, and it's not a secret because it's all over the internet, but they go into their story, not his story.
Not yet. And the crazy thing is they don't believe her, and they call it a hoax, and he is pissed because he's like, I want this to be a story. I want to be a kidnapper. I want people to be scared it's going to happen again. So he basically is like telling them, she's not lying. This happened.
So he calls.
He calls the reporter, and he's like, she really got kidnapped. And if you don't go and basically forgive her and like tell the honest truth, I'm going to go do it again.
To someone else.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Goes and does it again.
Does she come home?
Yeah, they got her like before it got far. But he wanted to be known as a kidnapper.
And now he's a Netflix special.
Could you imagine? Like, you want to be a killer and the cops are making excuses for you. You're like, what the fuck? I want to be a successful kidnapper. This is my legacy.
So what? We don't know much about him.
We need a life story on him.
How does he get caught?
The parents call and say our daughter's being kidnapped. And
like they're
as
watching
far as I
it.
Remember. Yeah. And I think that they catch them right away.
My daughter's being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Come and get her.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the day?
Evening, I think. Night, maybe.
What the hell? So he just wants to be
great. He wants to be a famous kidnapper. And the fucking police are making excuses for him, saying it's not true.
And they never interview him.
No, that's the that's what you want to know. I'm really sorry that happened to those people. And the crazy thing was they hadn't been dating very long when it happened.
Now they're married.
And now they're married with kids. I guess nobody could understand the experience that they went through and then not being believed. They ended up suing the tabloids and getting millions of dollars. So there's one plus.
Tabloids?
The reporters. The news. It became a big story.
Holy cow.
So her name, can you imagine she goes through all of that and then her name is being dragged through the mud that you are a liar.
And he went to Stanford, the kidnapper.
Yeah. It's one of those really good.
What'd he graduate as?
I can't remember.
And how
it wrapped up in when you're watching the whole thing and then it wraps up in 3 minutes and you're like, oh, I want more.
We have to Google that and find that out more.
Find out more about him. Because someone's doing a podcast on his backstory. Let's find the potty.
Those are my favorite, by the way, if you are curious about because also there's a story out right now about three men who've died in someone's back, their best friend's backyard. And it is without a trace. There is no foul play considered from the friend. The friend couldn't find them for 3 days. The fiance ends up finding them in the backyard of the house they were hanging out with during the night.
Frozen
after the game.
In the mud.
Or the snow.
She said dirt or mud. It was the last thing I just saw. I know it's freezing.
And in three different places. One on a porch, one on the thing.
And the last person that left said at midnight they were watching Jeopardy.
And then he went to bed and they left.
And they're in the backyard and they weren't found for days. And I just read this morning or listened this morning. Let's pretend I read something I didn't. I listened on TikTok. That the man it was a rented house as well because they rented it to go to see the Chiefs game. He hadn't left the house.
Like an Airbnb?
So, but he hadn't left the house in 2 days. I need more. You know these TikToks and then you're like, yeah, and then they end after a minute. You're like,
So weird because I had read that the girlfriend found him. And the reason she found him was because his car was parked on the street and that was common for him to go have beers with his friend and then walk home or go home.
She actually found the phone. They shared each other's locations. So she knew that his house was at the house and nobody answered the door. So she broke in.
And found him inside?
Yeah, he was in there alive.
What the fuck?
Well, that's what family's like. There is no logical explanation for this. And they're like, they're waiting for the autopsy. And the one person said, one of the family members said to them, it will all make sense when you find out what happened, but we just we can't reveal. I guess they need the autopsy and all that stuff, but
it's like they all drank windshield wiper fluid or something
at the same time and all went outside and died at the same time.
Yeah, but one was on a porch and two were in the backyard sitting. Weren't they sitting in a chair or something?
I don't know, but that's so weird to all die at the same time because you have three big grown men, 37, 38, healthy guys.
And one guy inside.
And one guy inside, and all three of them die, which means if you were starting to die, I would get you inside. You'd think that I'd be able to get you inside before I start to die.
Or call 911 or call someone. Yeah. I'm dying. He's dying.
They all die at the same time?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Well, we need, and it keeps coming up. You guys will see it. We'll just keep coming up. It's like you look at it and you're like,
I don't understand.
What? Like, how do three grown men die all at once in someone's house and he is alive? Carbon monoxide?
Yeah. Well, then why didn't he die?
Because it was coming from the barbecue outside.
The living room. Oh. And that's where they were watching. And it happened fast. And there was a fifth guy, but he left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he left earlier. He left 2 hours before the other one went to bed.
Well, shit. Anyways, you have to go watch that. That's 2 for Netflix. One 48 hours, one Netflix, and one's on People, right? Like people.com. If you go and like look it up, you can see it. But
you know, there's Super Bowl, like people bet on Super Bowl stuff. Uh-huh. I think I know the answer to this, but there's lots of bets on when they're going to get engaged, right?
Who?
Travis and Taylor.
You have to like regroup that for me. Yeah. For sure.
Money. When? Where? What's the ring going to look like? Who's going to the wedding? Who's the maid of honor? When do they get pregnant? Yes.
It feels exhausting.
I feel so thirsty right now.
Me too. And hungry.
I feel so thirsty.
Me too. Well, guess what?
I'm so thirsty.
Yeah. No, if you guys are watching anything amazing.
Please share. Don't waste. I've wasted my time on some things and then I get real pissed.
Do you?
Yeah. I get annoyed because I can't stop once I start.
Well, I'm making Mark watch Greater. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Mm-hmm. It's slow to understand it, and then you get bought in. And you're like, oh my god!
And now there's a new one called The Hill. It's a baseball one, like same kind of like he was born, he couldn't walk, yada yada. But that one was okay for me. Like we watched it, it was okay. I liked Greater better, but still worth it.
No, Greater is everyone should watch it because he is.
It's 100% his attitude. It's not a skill. It's not the way he was born. It's not genetic.
And life lessons. Are you ready? I thought of this because the coach, because I rewatch it. So now I can like actually hear everything. When the coach goes like, he's like, well, I'm not naturally talented. Mm-hmm. And everyone tells me like I suck. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, his high school coach. I don't know who he was, but he always told me he loved them. And
I know.
You know, like he was a dream for all of us with kids in sports. You're like, oh my God, can you come and teach my kid? Because he was like, really was one that changed his life mm-hmm. when he was a little kid mm-hmm. and then gave him a chance. And then, you know, I mean.
And those kind of adult figures.
Role models
in the life. They can come out of nowhere. And they can forever change the way your child looks and thinks. And my son had a coach who had a speech in the locker room, something that would be so not what you would normally talk about in a boys' hockey rink. Like it would never come up unless it was intentionally done. And of course, he's leaving as the coach.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he said, if someone gets given $11,000 mm-hmm. and someone has to work and make $11,000, mm-hmm. is it still $11,000? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So just because you have to work for it mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're not worthy of mm-hmm. the $11,000. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God.
And we can only imagine that an $11,000 that was worked for will build so much more.
He said that too. He's like, and you get to learn and take life with you along the way. And he goes, and that person who was given it.
I don't want to give away anything. And I know that the story.
I mean, it's no one.
Is so amazing. But like, what was the karma there?
When you go back and watch it, mm-hmm. that's the point of it from the beginning because mm-hmm. the whole thing is drive safe, be safe, mm-hmm. believe in God. Drive safe every time. Drive safe, be safe, believe in God. Mm-hmm. And that your belief, it's like it was, and then the opening scene is like, of all the people, what are the chances? Mm-hmm. It's him. Mm-hmm. That's like the opening scene. Mm-hmm. And then it's sort of like, if you can like get through the actual story, it's sort of like, the whole point is he was the one who made his life so impactful mm-hmm. during the time
that he didn't even need to be here that long.
It almost didn't matter.
Yeah.
When he passed away, because mm-hmm. what he did when he was here was almost like a lifetime.
Yeah, it's true.
So sort of that's kind of what the mm-hmm. brother takes.
Some people.
So basically he dies.
Yeah.
Mm, and it's
at the peak of getting the success that he wanted.
And it's a real story. It's a true story. And right down to like the high school, like everything is like very factual in terms of like what, if you can find it on the internet, and his personality and who he was and the scenes. And I was like, it's so good because everyone can take something different from it. Mm. And it is a heavier movie to watch with your kids because there is a lot of layers, like alcoholism and the challenges that he had to face. And it takes back in the night, like he became kind of famous in the 90s. So it is the 80s and the 70s, right, growing up. But the moral of the story is like, fucking don't wait. Like, don't wait. If you want it, get it.
And I said to my other son, who's because I watched with my two littler ones, and I said, I really want to watch it with Taylor and Teddy. Teddy has a very hard time watching movies.
That'd be a hard one to watch.
But he loved that, the Adam Sandler basketball one.
Okay.
He stayed focused. So maybe ones with deeper.
It is one to watch with your teenagers 100%. If your kids can focus, like Max was like, that was like for a mature 14-year-old. he was 11. He's like, I got it, but. Mature 14-year-old. I'm like,
and
fair.
We had a recommendation of two other ones that we should watch with our kids. We'll go back and ask what those were because those sounded like something we should watch with them as well.
Oh, I like that we're like movie critics now.
Good. Actually, yeah. Send us to all the movie
for 48 hours and we can give you all the things to watch because God, and the podcast to listen to because we're Cat and Nat, obviously, and only one. But you're like sitting there like, what do I watch? This is such a big conversation.
It really
for people
is. It's about what podcast should I listen to and what show should I watch?
And what book should I read?
Because as busy women, we don't have a lot of time. So if our time's going to be spent being entertained, educated, or inspired, it better be good.
And by the way, I thought of something before we go. One last thing. We should have a code for the Common Parent members for the Apple podcast people.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, you get to learn such valuable skills and in such a short amount of time. So rather than having to read a book, like a book recommendation.
Which is only one book.
You can go and listen to something in 30 minutes or get an email sent to you on what to do and like try these five things for this situation. And I was like, oh my God, because everyone is looking for things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can actually go and listen like a true, true life story of your life, but learn something while you're doing it.
Yeah. And it's not a huge commitment. And whatever you're feeling at that time or you're dealing with, you can search that specific topic. Because one woman recommended a book to me yesterday. I was like, first of all, I'm not going to sit and read a book. That's the reality. That's one of the reasons we started The Common Parent, because we're not going to sit around reading books on every topic. Is that I was like, that sounds like a great book, but that's not a trigger for me right now. So if that information from that book, I'm sure, is with one of our experts in The Common Parent, you go search what you're dealing with in that moment. You read what you need and you carry on.
I know, because the problems are fast and furious. And then it's done. You're like, I didn't even finish that book and I'm on to the next problem with the next kid.
And you know that with kids, guys. Things move so fast and it's one thing to just skip over it and not know what the right thing to do is. But wouldn't it be better if when you have that opportunity in a live moment, you actually know what to do and say?
So I felt like we were pop culture for parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were like, that's what I just go listen to that. Because everyone wants like the roundup of what to do, what to watch, like 48 hours. So they give it to you in an hour. We give parenting in a really tight time.
Guys, go to thecommonparent.com. And you can also go to The Common Parent on Instagram to find out more about what we're talking about. But basically, it's the most essential ingredient in your parenting journey. Other than food and shelter and just plain love, this would be up there with the things that you need the most.
I don't want to be depressing, but I thought to myself,
I've got gas.
Oh, that's okay. I thought to myself, every interaction you have with your kids, when they're, so basically they listen to you, they want your approval, they want your love. That's what like parenting little kids is. They're like, I love you, I love you, I love you. What can I do? Are you mad at me? Yep. I want you to love me. Can we hug and cuddle? Then they grow up and they're kind of like, I don't know if I like you anymore. Like, I don't know if you and I are going to be together forever. That's her job, to not be with us together. Then I'm like, you have two choices. I'm like, everyone in their lives right now can think about someone who is like, I don't really want, I have to go home. I have to call my mom. I have to.
Oh, right.
I have
to. Oh, an adult.
An adult.
Yeah.
Everyone think in your life of someone who's like, ugh, I have to. I guess they feel like they owe you for something you have done for them. I owe you. I'm guilty. They've done so much for me. I have to go do this.
And I think that a lot of parents put that guilt on them. Say, you know, after everything I've done for you, the opportunity that you have, you come here and you bring me my grandchildren.
And I think that's why people say you have 18 years, mm-hmm. because then they become like they owe you something for those 18 mm-hmm. years. But imagine you had kids who wanted to go to you when they weren't sure about their spouse. And they're like, I still need you. Mm-hmm. I need sound advice. And I know I can trust you. I trust your judgment. And I know that you know who I am because mm-hmm. you let me be me and you let me grow up. Mm-hmm. You don't expect me to be someone you think I should be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what the common parent is raising children above and beyond them owing you and just getting through it. So then you have a fragmented relationship in your 20s. It's about being like, who are you? This is who I am. How can we do this together so that I can raise you without you owing me something? Mm-hmm. Really? And then they want to be like, I'm going to call my mom not because I have to. I'm going to call her because I have a question and I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And I was like,
or even, but also like, I still feel so good when I'm around my mom. Like, I just want to talk to her.
Because you know who she is. Yeah. She knows who you are. And she's not mad at you for being someone else.
Oh my God. And so many people don't have that. They feel so much pressure from their parents to be a certain.
There's a reason that TikTok went to over like what? It's like up to 1.5 million right now because it is the idea of just letting them be. Mm-hmm. You're not okay with it. I'm there for you. Mm-hmm. You need me now and you might need me forever. Mm-hmm. I'm there for you mm-hmm. without me telling you what I think you should have
done. Should do, yeah.
Food for thought, y'all. There is a way to have your kids want to walk back in the house and actually miss you and be disappointed when they can't come home for a situation. There is a way.
It's crazy.
It's called the common parent.
It's crazy how some kids and siblings move away. And when they move away, they really move away forever.
Because you did not accept them as they were. And they feel more comfortable without you than they do with you. Most. Because it's too hard to be around you. Because your relationship is not
sometimes.
Strong.
Sometimes people move away.
Yeah, but they can call you.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I know. Sometimes
some people are like, I'm going to your house for Christmas. I'm not going to mine. Mm-hmm. If you're not calling your parents and going to see them, it's because you don't have a relationship with them mm-hmm. or one that you want. Mm-hmm. That's my judgment for the day. Bum, bum, bum.